Children's Ombudsman has said that both the HSE and the Child and Family Agency, TUSLA, are still failing to meet their obligations to children with disabilities in state care. Niall Muldoon's report follows on from the case of Molly, a little girl with a severe disability who has been in foster care since birth. Both bodies say that while they have made progress, a lot of work remains to be done. Niall Muldoon is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Will you remind us, first of all, of Molly's story and of why your office became involved?
Molly was a young girl who was born with severe disabilities, and she needs help with toileting, dressing, feeding. She's non-verbal. She's been in foster care since about 3 months old because she was abandoned at birth. And in the period of time up to about 13, 14 years of age, her foster mother was fighting with both agencies to try and get the support that was required for Molly at all times. And she eventually felt emotionally exhausted and came to us looking for assistance in that regard. We investigated it. We produced an investigation report in 2018, recommended that both HSE and TUSLA need to start working together with this, with Molly particularly. But also we found that there was a cohort of children, about 470 odd children, who were in care of the state, but also with moderate to severe disabilities, and they needed to be looked after in a different way, with a cooperative manner. We followed up on that investigation last year in 2019 and found that there was some progress, but still both agencies hadn't done enough, and we said we'd give them another 12 months, which is something unusual from our point of view. We felt that it was worthwhile to give them that opportunity to work better and improve it. TUSLA had identified to 488 children at that stage who were in that category, but the HSE were arguing that that wasn't the case. They didn't agree with the definitions of what a child was, moderate to severe disability. They'd worked very well with Molly, and we followed up this year now in 2020, and we find that the work with Molly has been extremely good. They've improved enormously. Her education has improved. Her support for her carers have improved. Her overall diet and all the areas of need have been looked after very, very well. There's still some small issues there, but from our point of view, they've cooperated very well in that particular one. But both agencies are clear that they haven't done enough work nationwide. And from my point of view, I think the HSE have really ignored their responsibility in this regard. By even the spirit of our recommendation was that you work with the children in that those need who are in the state care. So we are the parents. We need to do best by them because we've said that we can do a better job than their parents.
So what's the main problem then? What is it, in your view, that the HSE isn't doing?
They're not cooperating with TUSLA in a way that we feel is supportive of the children. There's a constant argument over who's funding what, what the foster carers come looking for special assistance and something. It's really there's a real demarcation as to who would fund what. HSE see the child as a child with a disability but not a child in care. TUSLA see the child in care but not the child with a disability, and these agencies need to mould better together.
Is that one of the problems here, that there are two agencies and that they're not always the best at communicating with each other?
Well, and the two agencies is a misnomer, because this wasn't great when there was HSE was in charge of everything.
Okay.
So I think we're at an old system trying to make it better, but from our point of view, there is a system in place. We've shown that with Molly it can be done. We've shown that by providing her with all the extra support she needed, she was able to stay in foster care as opposed to going to residential. HSE need to take up this chance and see that children in this situation, it's not about defining their diagnosis. It's about protecting them and supporting them in the fullest possible manner. They have made steps forward. They're offering extra respite there, but they're not able to tell us how much respite is going into children. And they're very clear, and they're very proud of the fact that they work together. TUSLA and HSE have identified children who are coming up to 18 years of age who will move into the HSE. But I can't understand from my point of view why that system doesn't work for children earlier, and then you budget accordingly so that the parents don't have to fight for that money.
You said at the outset there that it was unusual for your office to give the agencies another year to improve. What are you going to do now?
Well, from my point of view now, I'm going to bring this report. Unfortunately, there's obviously a lack in the government set up at the moment, but my target will be to bring this report to both the Oireachtas Committee on Health and the Oireachtas Committee on Children, and ask them to work together to bring both agencies to heel and to make sure that the work is done in the way that it should be done and as quickly as possible.
Niall Muldoon, Children's Ombudsman.